Senatori presenti, 320. Senatori votanti, 319. Maggioranza, 160.
He said there were 320 senators who were present in the upper house for the vote. The majority needed was 160, and the result of the vote was 162 votes in favor and 157 against. The government of Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi survived the vote, which had been in question right until the very end. Prodi resigned last week after a defeat in the Senate on the government's foreign policy. Following consultations with the country's party leaders, the Italian president had asked Mr. Prodi to stay on and put his cabinet to new confidence votes in Parliament. On Friday, the Prime Minister will submit his 9-month-old government to a vote in the lower house, where he has a comfortable majority. Pointing to Mr. Prodi's 2-vote margin of victory in the Senate, many opposition leaders say the government will not be able to stay afloat for long. Electoral law in Italy favors broad coalitions, such as Mr. Prodi's bickering Catholic to Communist alliance, rather than strong majorities. The law is widely blamed for the country's political instability, which has given Italy 61 governments since World War II. Mr. Prodi had promised electoral reform if confirmed in his job.
C'è stato un ottimo dibattito con
Mr. Prodi said before the vote that there was a general agreement that the electoral law must be changed, that an electoral law must be found that would guarantee governance in Italy. The government's 5-year mandate expires in 2011, but its future stability with such a tiny majority in the Senate is doubtful. In a sign of the continuing difficulties facing Mr. Prodi, some coalition senators said Wednesday that while they supported the government in the confidence vote, they continued to be opposed to the country's military presence in Afghanistan and would vote against an upcoming measure to refinance the mission there. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。